Torah of Parshas Kisavai. Now, Torah, middle, says, Tachas HaNechoshes Avi Zahav. In place of all the copper which was stolen from Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris, we will receive back gold. V'sachas HaBarzel Avi Kesef. Hashem says, instead of all the iron which was taken, you will receive silver. V'sachas ha'etzim, in place of the wood. Nechoshes, copper. V'sachas ha'avonim barzel, and in place of the rocks which were taken, you'll be given iron. So there will be a lot of compensation. V'samti v'kudaseich shalim, and your leaders, your instructors, now will be shalim. Instead of all those people that bossed you around, it will be now shalim. V'noiksayich, and all those that were oppressing and trying to run your lives, now it will be all tztaka. So Mefarshim explain, either the leaders will be people of peace, people of tztaka, or you won't need leaders. Instead, you'll be living with shalom and tztaka, no need to have everybody telling us what to do. The Malam also says, in this pasuk, it's very beautiful, earlier in the Haftarah we're told how in the future, nations will be honored to be subservient to us and pay tax. We ask them for tax, as the Malvin will ask them for copper, to show their love and appreciation. They won't give us copper like we asked, they'll give us gold, which shows that they're honored and pleased to be able to pay this tax. I'll call upon him. This is the Pasuk Shad in this Pasuk. But Rashi says that Rabbi Seinu have an alternative Shad in this Pasuk. And Rashi refers us to a Gemara in Bava Basra, the famous sugi of Tztaka, on Daf Tes, where the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Elazar, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would give your maksas a shekel, and you would get your needed kapara. But nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What could we do l'chapra al nafshi seinu instead of the maksas a shekel? Says Rabbi Elazar, today, we give Tztaka. Tztaka ensures us a kapara. However, says Rabbi Elazar, when one needs a kapara and doesn't give that tzedakah, instead, boyin hagoyim v'noitlim izraya, the goyim come and they'll grab the money away from you. If you don't give the money you're supposed to give the tzedakah to get that kapara, the goyim will just take it from you. V'afal pikein, says the Gemara in Bava Basra, taftesam and alf at the bottom, nechshav lehen the tzedakah, the goyim who come and grab away the money, it's considered as if we gave tztaka. So Rabbi Elazar here is trying to help us have a kapara plan. He says, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, machzis a shekel. Nowadays, what do we have? Either to give tztaka, or if not, Goyim will confiscate our money, but that also counts for tztaka, and memela, we get a kapara. Shenemar, what's the proof, says Rabbi Elazar? He brings our pasuk in the Haftarah. V'negzayach tztaka. And those that want to just grab our money away, steal our money, those people are actually helping us in some form, giving stock. And of course, this needs to be understood. Why is giving Jew tax and government and all these people who are grabbing money, why would that be considered? IRS, why is that? It was surprise, right? Surprise monies that you owe them. Why would that be considered giving tzedakah? What does that have to do with tzedakah? And actually, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yudam and Alf tells the story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream concerning his nephews that they were going to be losing the coming year 700 dinar. The Gemara says, just like all your monetary gains and all your brachas determine the Rosh Hashanah, so to whatever you're going to be losing financially is also Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says, either Erev Rosh Hashanah or Leil Yom Kippur is a Shaila. Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki had this dream, his nephews this coming year will be losing 700 dinar worth of staka, 700 worth of dinar. So what did he do? The entire year he kept coming to them with different pretensions, not made up, but different reasons and excuses and different stakas he was collecting for. And during the year, they gave them much of their money, the tztaka. And at the end of the year, says the Gemara, there was only 17 dinar, which he hadn't collected from the 700. That what leads us with, I think, 683 dinar they gave the tztaka. And right away, Erev Yom Kippur, along came some guy, Shagai from the government, and said, you guys owe 17 dinar, and took it away from these, and took away this money from the nephews of Rechem and Zakeh. And they were very worried, is this a new thing? We're going to be having this guy coming, taking money all the time? Is that a new thing the government is going to be doing to us? So Rechem and Zakeh said to them, don't worry at all. No fear. I happen to know that this is the only money which will be taken for you. That's not going to happen again. He said, how do you know? He said, because I had a dream about you. You're going to lose 700 dinar this year. I took away the first 683, and they took away the last 17. They said, what? You knew about this in a dream? Why don't you tell it to us? He said, I wanted you to give it lishma, not to give it to save yourself from having to lose the money a different way. But l'chara, again, we see the same concept that somehow giving money to the government might be in the place of stocking. Again, the Gemara on Daf Tes, Darshan, that's the pshat of the pasuk, with an exact stocka. That when we are forced to give money to the government, or to the cartels, or to the whoever you owe money to, the mafia, I hope not, you, it's considered that you're giving stocka. Why in the world would that be considered stocka? What's the hezver in this? So in the Sefer Shir Ma'ayin, from Rav Shimon Sefer, the son of the Ksav Sefer, who is the son of the Chassam Sefer, which makes the Shir Ma'ayin, Rav Shimon Sefer, the grandson of the Chassam Sefer, he writes the following hezber. The Gemara tells us in Gittin, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that Goyim, Goyish governments, Dina de Malchus Adina, have a right to confiscate and take possession and own us if we live in their land. Dina de Malchus Adina. They could say, whatever we have belongs to them. Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchas Avadim. There's a siman in Yeridea, Reish Samach Zayin. Hilchas Eved Knani nowadays. So, talking about buying it off, buying an Eved off them. If so, he says, really, as we are in Galus from country to country until Mashiach comes, theoretically the government can say, all of your earnings come to us. But they don't say that. They don't take away all of our money. So, they're doing this chesed to us by allowing us to be self-sufficient and have our own money. Seems like they're being very kind to us. Well, it's a very frightening thought if they're being kind and generous to us and not exercising their right to confiscate our money. Why is it frightening? Because that same Gemara in the Sugi of Tzedakah, on Yoram and Beis, the Gemara tells us that, I'm going to say this right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also asked his Talmidim, Bonai, my sons, Mahu Sha'amra Akosta, what's shot in the Pasuk in Mishlei, which states, Tzedakah Teroimim Goy, charity lifts up a nation, V'chesed Lu'umim Chatas, but when the nations do chesed, it is a sin. And the Tanayim offer many different interpretations in this Pasuk. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his own interpretation in this Pasuk is, that when Goyim do staka, it is terrible, it's sinful, because it keeps giving them a kapara. So maybe they killed and they tortured and they did terrible things to Jewish people. They keep getting atonement when they are involved in tzedakah. So if so, if they're helping us, and by allowing us, and being nice to us, and allowing us to thrive in their countries, so they're doing tzedakah, and it atones. And when are they going to get punished for all of what they did? More so, the Gemara right afterwards, the bottom of Yoram HaBeis, tells us a story. Ifro Hormiz Imedishvar Malka Shadra Abrame Adinri LeKamedra of Ami. This government woman sent 400 dinar to Rav Ami, but like Kablino, he wouldn't touch the money. Didn't want to get their money. Shadinu Kamedra Rava, then she sent it to Rava. But Kiblinu Mishum Shalom Malchus, he felt it would be offensive if he wouldn't accept this money. The Gemara discusses what Rav Ami, Rav each word in the thought. And the Gemara says, B'yavish Getzira Tishavarna. The Gemara says, only when they have no merschusim, when there's no merit left by these Gaish governments, will they finally have their break and Mashiach will come. Only then will they fall. So again, you see in the Gemara that it's so important for them not to have this kapara. And if they keep doing chesed to us, what's going to be? They keep allowing us, tolerating us, allowing us to thrive, allowing us to flourish. The golden age of Spain. Yes. says the Shema, and that's Gufa the Teretz. They only had us there, wherever they have us, for their own benefit. They want the Jews because, and they want the Jews to thrive because it improves and it helps their economy. It's based on the taxes which they collected from the Jews. Many, many countries in Europe had Jew tax. And they kept us there for their own personal, private use. And they insisted on all these taxes that we pay to them. So it wasn't never a chesed. They're not giving tzedakah. It's all self-interest and self-motivated. The tzedakah, which Klal Yisrael does, listen to this carefully, says the Shema Ayin. When we pay these dues and pay our taxes like we're supposed to the government, what are we doing? We are ruining their chance to do tzedakah to us. So we're helping Klal Yisrael, we're bringing Mashiach. Again, it's before from the Gemara, the day of a kapara, whenever they do tzedakah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that they can just confiscate all our money. So why are they letting us thrive? They're doing tzedakah? Are we in trouble? Do they keep getting a kapara? No. By us paying taxes, and they're using us, they're misusing us, that shows their real motive. It's not about them raising and getting kapara b'chlal. So when someone pays their tax, what he's doing is, he's actually doing a form of tzedakah. Yes, it would be much better if you would lose the money that was decided in Shemayim, you should lose this here, to a good worthy cause of tzedakah. But if not, it's going to go to the Geish cause, which ultimately helps Klal Yisrael. So if you're smart, you'll give to a worthy tzedakah, and not to the IRS. But if not, by giving money to the IRS, you're also in some form helping Klal Yisrael. So if that's what you prefer, to get these unexpected, all of a sudden, bills and dues that you owe, so, you know, go ahead, keep lessening your tzedakah, Chas v'Shalom. But the more tzedakah you give, you're going to lose that money anyways. Lose it on something good. And then you'll see that all these other things are not going to be coming up. No one's going to be demanding money. The Shir Ma'in says, if so, we answered a very interesting question. Yaakov Avinu, when he went up against Esav, prepared three things. He prepared Dairain, Tefillah, Milchama. A gift for Esav, Tefillah, and preparation to make a war against Esav. Two of these are Derech HaTeva, the present and the Milchama. Tefillah is spiritual. Why is the tefillah sandwiched in between? Wouldn't it be best to daven and pray before he gets involved with any of his teva things? He should first daven and then get involved in the present and milchama. Why does he first give the present and then tefillah and tzedakah? Says Rav Shimon Sofer, Zechus Tzaddik Livracha. Beautiful. Because in Tehillim it says in Ibid Tzaddik, Echaz Efanecha, and this same Gemara in Bava Basra teaches us the halacha, which is paskin shulchan aruch at the end of Siman Tzadik Beis, that one should give tzedakah before one davens. The Gemara says in the shulchan aruch says it before daven. Keep up a meeting by Yivarach David. Whenever it is before Shmona Esrei, you should make sure that you gave tzedakah, that you really gave tzedakah, and that helps your tefillah go up. Well, Yaakov Avinu was about to have his tefillah to Hashem to save him from Esav, but in order to have his tefillah, Yaakov Avinu wanted to give tzedakah first. Who's going to give tzedakah first? Who's going to give tzedakah to? His kids didn't need. His wives didn't need. There's only one form of tzedakah which he had, unfortunately, available for him as an option. And that was to give tzedakah to Esav. Because the Medrash says, what Rashi brings, how Yaakov, when he was giving the gift to Esav, he spread it out to make it look really good. And the Medrash Rabbah says, this is what's going to happen. Every dar b'feiv shabeinu b'chai brings this Medrash. This is a tip. Whenever we give money to the government, says Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayishlach, spread it out. Learn from Yaakov Avinu. Because again, it's a form of tzedakah. So Yaakov Avinu was trying to satiate, and we learn from this, to satiate the guy whenever you have to pay a tax. Don't do it in one blow if you need to give money to some government official. You need to bribe someone, space it out, the same thing. Make it look really good. Present it nicely. Says the Shir Ma'in, that Yaakov Avinu, the reason why he gave the dairin before the tefillah, because that dairin was a form of tzedakah before tefillah, in order to tefillah should niskabel. Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, that tefillah gets more accepted when he gave tzedakah, and this is actually mamish considered tzedakah, the gift he gave to Esav. So again, if that's your only option, and you know you want that thrown in chas v'shalom in front of your face, then yeah, lower your tzedakah. But why not lose your money, which was deemed from Shemayim to lose anyways, in a more beautiful way. Give it to tzedakah. Give more tzedakah. I'm collecting right now, if anybody can help, for whoever wants to give tzedakah to any cause, nothing in particular, just trying to raise awareness of tzedakah. In another 2 weeks, we're going to be screaming in shul, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, avir Yisrael, agzerah. You won't be able to give tzedakah on Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to be happening. You're not giving tzedakah on Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, the Shvarim say, is something you do before in the Chayish El. And now is our chance to up our tzedakah. And it comes out that if we give charity, we are deducting our tax. So it's, you want to have tax deductible, you want to have less taxes, give more tzedakah. Hashem will say, this is the amount of money you're supposed to lose. The more you gave tzedakah, you're not going to have to give it to taxes. You're not going to have to give it to this unfreight cost. And don't save money for, I don't know, who knows what's going to come up. No need to do that. Instead, give it to tzedakah. That's what comes out, according to the Shir Ma'ayin in the Haftaira of Parshas Kisavai. Shvi Zaycha, to tshuva tefillah tzedakah, ma'avir in Yisrael ha'gzeirah.